Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Drawing from the words of Audre Lorde, you write, self-preservation is an act of political warfare. We weren't here to labor for anyone else. Reclaiming our joy and our rest is the best response to this political moment. Talk about that, because you and I both probably encounter a lot of people stressed the hell out. you've got to preserve self in this environment in order to be strong in it. I mean, talk about it a little bit and give us a sense of what you mean.
Yeah, you know, that Audre Lorde quote, obviously so many people reference it in so many movement spaces. So, and I write this in the preface. So it took me 2 days to get out of bed after the election, because it wasn't just a defeat of the Democratic candidate that I was working for, but as a Black woman, I so intimately felt that rejection, and that once again, here's a Black woman with this amazing plan for everything. We will solve it. And yet still it was rejected or told we weren't worthy or whatever it may be. And I heard this Alice Walker, I heard this video of Alice Walker talking about, you have to keep a healthy soul in the constant face of oppression. And how do you do that? That is through the joy and through the rest and through resisting what this our culture continues to tell us, that we have to just work harder. You have to work harder. And that conversation Alice Walker was having really crystallized it for me. And I got up out of bed, I called my mother. My mom was like my best friend. She was like, Alencia, we've been through this before, and the we being our people, we've been through this before, and we will get through this again. It's not to minimize the harm that's going to come. And so it made me feel even less selfish to do the things that are needed to in order to preserve my soul, which is the rest, which is the taking care of myself, which is the finding joy. Because if I think about it, when it's time for us to go into battle, because I think right now we're in a place of, it's barely over 100 days. So we still are trying to figure out what is the actual thing we can win with. And so at that moment, we've got to be preparing ourselves. I've got to be strong whenever it is time for me to labor again in that way to try to save democracy or save this country. But even stepping back, it's like, think about my ancestors and how my ancestors were brought here. My ancestors were brought here either to labor or give birth to labor. Mm-hmm. And when that became illegal under that context, Black bodies and Black woman bodies aren't actually worth anything in this country. So the greatest act of resistance to that is to not labor, to literally say, oh no, I'm going to rest, or no, I'm actually going to only do this job description and then tend to my community, tend to myself.
Right.
And understanding that was, it is great resistance to this culture. And again, if you're not a Black woman or a Black person listening, you are any marginalized identity. If you are not a wealthy, very, very, very wealthy heterosexual white man, any resistance to the society that has told us that we have to labor more and more and more is actually disrupting the status quo. And then finding joy and rest within that, when you see protests and you see people protesting, but in song and dance and movement, that in itself is telling, you know, the oppression, you can't break our spirit, right? Like, you can literally not break our spirit. And so I want us to move to a place of, and I talked about this particularly in some interviews I've done with some women's magazines, around having this guilt-free rest, feeling less guilty about taking care of ourselves. Because the people you are in relationship with, the people you are in community with, they want you at your best self. And in order for you to be there, you actually have to do those things and to tend to yourself. And so I write so much about it because I had to learn it myself. I felt like I had to say yes to every opportunity, fly across the country all the time, miss, you know, sacrifice birthdays and moments. Yep. And not just like these big moments, the mundane moments, right?
Yeah.
I felt like I had to keep chasing. But then when I realized, no, if I center these things, everything else as it should be will happen. And yet it's also telling, you know, the systems and the institutions that I'm trying to break down that actually operating that way doesn't work. And the more that we resist it, the more that that slowly, slowly chips away. And so that's why it's such a central piece of the book.
It's the self-preservation idea is such a powerful one. And it's one that, as you've articulated, you know, at times we avoid it. We don't want to confront it because it requires something of us that we're just not ready to give or don't think we can give ourselves, which is time.
Yeah.
And time away from the thing that you've now been consumed by so that you can refresh. Reminds me when I ran for the U.S. Senate in 2006. Sitting there with my wife, we're in the room off the off of in the suite, and everybody's out in the outer room and looking at the TV, and you know, my team is going through the ballots, and yes, I'm losing for the U.S. Senate in Maryland to Ben Cardin, but you know, when it was finally confirmed, my chief staff comes in and says, hey, man, the numbers aren't going to work. I'm sorry about that. And we're watching, and they just called the race for Ben Cardin. He leaves the room. And so you can imagine this thing where I'm here, my wife is sitting next to me, the TV's in front of us, and we're sitting on the edge of bed, and we're watching it. And there's this silence once they call the race. And my wife turns and looks at me, and she goes, well, I guess you better go get a job. I was like, okay. And it was that moment mm-hmm. where it was, at first I thought, well, that was just very rude. Mm-hmm. It's no sympathy at all. Damn, I just lost the race. And you tell me I got to get up tomorrow morning, go get a job.
So, she said, how did you get paid?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, whose side were you on? You working for Ben? What's the deal? But what I realized later on was that was a form of self-preservation she was putting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't let this moment consume you.
That's right.
Right? Don't get caught up in the loss. Yeah, it hurts. It's whatever. But you've now got to think about the rest of your life, and the next thing you do, what your next chapter is going to be. And that's a part of this journey that you've been on, that you, as you figure out, and you kind of, you know, that's why you've already referenced it, chapter 9, what TF do you do exactly? Redefine what you do, right?
Yeah.
That's what those moments, mm-hmm. they're really moments of creation.
Yep.
Where you can just kind of, all right, take everything that's happened in the campaign for the presidency, and whether it's a winning effort like Obama or a losing one like Kamala Harris, but in each of those moments, you take all those bits.
Mm-hmm.
And you redefine what you do next.
Yeah, yeah. And you use that as information, and it allows for you to the word that you use, create. I have now called myself a creative. I think we are all actually creatives, right? We are constantly creating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of our lives. And what I have found is I would walk into one job or one season of life, but particularly a job, thinking, oh, this is going to get me to X, Y, and Z. And then I'm in the job and I'm realizing, oh no, I want to do DEF. And that's actually okay. Like, what?
Yes. Yes.
That is literally okay. And you're not a failure for pivoting. You are actually, I think, courageous for saying, this isn't working for me. This is going to work for me. I'm going to put myself out there and create something that you may not know is possible, but because I'm trying it, it can be possible for all of us. And I have always kind of designed my life trajectory, even though I haven't been able to name it that until now. I'm glad I could name it so much in the book, is that because I want to give everyone their power back. We all literally have the power to do this. You don't have to sit and ask 10 different mentors, what should I do next? Because they're all going to give you 10 different answers. And at some point, I kept getting reflected back this question of, well, what exactly do you do? We have to explain this, whether it was a manager or a friend or whoever that might have had good intentions, but they weren't fully understanding what it is that I have felt so compelled to do. And they weren't comfortable with, a lot of us actually are not comfortable with the unknown. We like this, we like to make sure, and as we should, right? Maslow's hierarchy of needs talks about having our basic needs met. We need a job to make sure that that is all taken care of. But what about when we get beyond that and have the freedom to create something different and things look, you know, the realm of possibility is beyond. I say now that the sky is the floor. And, you know, some people say the sky's the limit. I'm like, there's more beyond that. Right. And if I think about the work of doing good in the world, politics isn't the only avenue. And that's why I'm so curious about storytelling and the arts and how that intersects. And people would always ask, well, why are you doing all of this with these corporations? I'm like, they also have a say in how our society is shaped. There's so many ways to engage people and speak to people's humanity. And I want to figure out every single way to do that. And so I'm going to try so many different avenues and figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.